We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're not going to quiet them by not allowing them to speak. That's just not how we operate. And yet the NBA didn't do that. And it just, again, underlines how much money is at stake here. I mean, we talked about this earlier in the week. If you're trying to figure out why players are so anxious to speak up on certain topics and not this one, I think, A, it's possible, if not likely, they're more familiar with the other topics. Mm-hmm. Like a African-American male in the United States is going to be more familiar with the idea of police brutality in impoverished communities than he is on the political dynamics of Hong Kong and China. So some of it is they're just more familiar. Steve Kerr's more familiar with gun violence, given that his father died of gun violence, than he is with Hong Kong and China. Like, I accept all of that as true, and I can acknowledge that is a reason why perhaps they're being a little more quiet than they otherwise would be. But I'm also not going to be stupid. Like, it's also money. You know, their financial interest are not aided in any way by them speaking out in favor of Hong Kong or against China, and every coach, general manager, and player is also aware of that. And I think it's why probably you saw the NBA say, fine, we won't let LeBron James talk to the media afterwards, because it's billions of dollars that that are at stake here in one way or another. And the Chinese have shown, like, we're not going to back down. You know, we're not North Carolina. You could maybe bully North Carolina into changing the way it does things. You ain't bullying China. And so this has been a bad week for the NBA. It's not something from which they can't recover, but undeniably, it's been a bad week for the NBA.
Story number three.
We got more playoff baseball tonight. This one's going to be Rays Astros down at Minute Maid Park in Houston. Winner advances to play the Yankees. The loser is done. Astros heavy favorites, and that's because of the presence of Gerrit Cole. He's going to be on the mound tonight, and boy, if you're looking for somebody who's been operating at the highest level, this is the dude. He closed the regular season. The Astros went 20-2 in his final 22 starts. 20-2 in his final 22 starts. On the year, he's 20-5 with a 2.50 ERA. And then he carries that into the postseason, and, you know, in his first postseason appearance against the Rays, pitched 7 2/3, struck out 15, allowed 0 earned runs. I mean, this guy has been unhittable, as unhittable as anybody in the sport for an extended period of time now. So the Rays are really up against it. But either way, we've got a, winner advance, loser is done game tonight in Major League Baseball. Rays and Astros, first pitch, 6:07. You can watch it on FS1.
Story number four.
Shouts to University of Memphis women's soccer team. They're back on the pitch tonight.
Yep.
Up in Cincinnati. They're playing Cincinnati. That's a league rival, I guess. Memphis is 12-1, 4-0 in the American Athletic Conference, and ranked 8th in the country. And so we spend a lot of time on this station talking about football, talking about men's basketball, and we will. Those are the sports most people care about. But I didn't want it to go unnoticed what Brooks Monahan is doing with that women's soccer program. You know, Brooks got the job at Memphis the year after I graduated from Memphis, and I've known him basically since then. So I've known Brooks for like 20 years, and for him to be able to have right now one of the top 10 women's soccer programs in America, it's a testament to the resources the school has given him to be successful, but, you know, his talent to be able to build this into to what he's built it. So hopefully they go from 12-1 tonight to 13-1 tonight, 5-0 in the AAC, and keep that top 10 ranking, because as excited as folks are about Mike Norvell's Tigers and Penny Hardaway's Tigers, if you're looking for the team that's got the highest ranking, the best number beside their name right now on that University of Memphis campus, it's actually Brooks Monahan's Lady Tigers, ranked 8th in the country, 12-1 heading into tonight's match against Cincinnati. Jeff Calkins is up next.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment. Hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you with the after-sales support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to 920machine.com and we'll send you a catalog, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. Because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. Get the Machine Lover's Dream Catalog free by calling 920-MACHINE or go to 920machine.com. Get your free catalog while they last at 920machine.com.
Enter the haunted web and take fear to the extreme. The largest, most disturbing haunt in Memphis is all new. The haunted web at the corner of Perkins Road and I-240. Five horrific haunted attractions in one secure all-indoors location. Number one in Memphis, number one in Tennessee. Get tickets now at hauntedweb.com. Take fear to the extreme. HauntedWeb.com.
The fear is real.
This is Gary Parrish, host of the Gary Parrish Show for the 8th straight year. Can you believe that? We've been doing this show for 8 years, and the very first company who ever advertised on the show was Cooper Systems. They've never left, and I'll owe Lee and Lauren Cooper forever for that. Anyway, I'm assuming by now you know the basics about Cooper Systems. You need a computer, that's your spot. You need computer repair, that's your spot. But did you know Cooper Systems also offers business networking and IT services for small to medium-sized businesses? It's true, they do. So if your network or server is not performing as well as it should, call Cooper Systems. They can design and troubleshoot your network or server, configure your firewall for maximum security, and improve your wireless network. They can get a certified network engineer out to your site and get you running smoothly again. So remember, if you need servers, business class workstations, routers, firewalls, laptops, desktops, Microsoft software licensing, Apple products, virus removal, anything, Cooper Systems is your spot. That is Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com.
Time for another Action Network Flash. New England hosts New York tonight, and Bill Belichick's team is a 16.5-point favorite. Over 80% of the money and more than 70% of the spread tickets are on New England. For all the betting info, download the free Action Network app today.
MMA is back at the Fitz, Saturday, October 26th. There'll be some hurting for certain as these tough guys deliver on the river. Be there for MMA October 26th at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays from 9 to 11. Joins me every day, a little after 5 o'clock. It's after 5 o'clock, he's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary.
So, is it possible to feel sorry for somebody who's made $300 million and is going to be a sure bet first ballot Hall of Famer? Because I found myself last night, despite all of those things, feeling incredibly sorry for Clayton Kershaw, because I cannot imagine, even though you've got all the money in the world and all the success in the world, that's got to be the type of thing that eats at you forever.
Well, and there he is. I mean, he says everything. I mean, that quote from him, everything they say about me in the postseason is true.
Oh, God.
Like, I mean, how awful is that? Like, yes, I think it's possible. Yes, I think it's possible. I did feel sorry for him. I mean, he'll get over it.
Of course. But, I mean, I don't know. You'll get over it in the sense that, you know, he won't drink himself to sleep every day, I don't think. But, like, do you really ever get over that? Particularly if he ends up retiring without a World Series. Like, you know, they won.
No.
Yeah, I think...
And it's not Buckner-esque. Like,
no.
It's not that bad, right? Because it wasn't a World Series. But, no, it's brutal.
brutal.
No, I mean, it's just that was just totally brutal.
I mean, this is a guy, for people who don't follow baseball, this is like legitimately an all-time great pitcher. He's a three-time Cy Young Award winner. He's been an MVP. He has a career ERA in the regular season of 2.44, and yet hashtag playoff Kershaw is a thing because he has had, yeah, some nice moments in the postseason in the past, but more often than that, he just has not been himself to the extent that in 32 career postseason appearances, he's now 9-11 with a 4.43 ERA. His ERA is basically two whole runs higher in the postseason than it is in the regular season. And so you've accomplished all this stuff, and yet that's still the thing that's attached to you, and you're given an opportunity to maybe diffuse it a little bit, and instead you just enhance it in a way that I don't know you can ever – I don't know that that ever goes away. Like, first off, how many opportunities do you ever get to be on this stage again? Maybe zero. And if that's really the way it ends for you in the postseason, my God, what a miserable thing.
Well, plus he's not – it's not like he's got five more years of being an elite pitcher. He's not the pitcher now that he was before. And so, it's just brutal. Back-to-back pitches. I mean, there's nothing you could have possibly – it summarizes. Yes, it's – I mean, it is – it's irrefutable. That's it. Like, that's it. That's probably it. I don't think there will be the great Clayton Kershaw moment of redemption. I mean, now that would be wonderful if there were, right? Now, if he came back and next year, whatever, seventh game of the World Series, pitched a one-hitter, and then it's not probably going to happen for him. No, probably not going to happen for him.
Because at this point, like, he's probably their third-best pitcher. And this is a point some other people made last night. I think Pedro Martinez might have made it. Like, Clayton Kershaw was placed in that game because his name's Clayton Kershaw.
That's absolutely right. Yeah. If his name had been anything, if Kershaw had been on, they would not have. I mean, they had a whole bullpen that trained for this exact moment. And what was it? What is it? Loyalty? Is it? What was it? If anything, I mean, I will say it's kind of sad, but Kershaw is being blamed less for that then the manager is being blamed for that, for putting in, like, that's how bad it's gotten. Why did you put in Clayton Kershaw, right? And I think that's a fair question. And then, honestly, why did you leave him in?
Right. Like, even, like, if you want him to have this moment, this would be the argument. Like, if you want Kershaw to have this moment, like, Pedro Martinez was terrific because he can tell you, like, what a starting pitcher is thinking, like, when this is going on. And Pedro's like, the first mistake the Dodgers made was announcing pregame, we're going straight from Buehler. We're going straight from Walker Buehler to Clayton Kershaw. Like, they sort of announced that pregame. And the point Pedro Martinez made, he said, if I'm Walker Buehler, I don't want to hear that. Because, like, I don't want you going from me to anybody. I'm going to go out and give you nine. And obviously that's not the way baseball is played today. But Pedro Martinez was like, he said, if I were Walker Buehler, the first time I heard they're going from me to Kershaw, I'm already bothered that they're thinking that I can't go out and do, what it is I've got my mind set up on. Take that, set it over here. You're going to go to Kershaw. If you want to give him a moment because he's Clayton Kershaw, well, when he gets out of the seventh, you just call it a day. You just say, okay, you went out three pitches, you got the out. Because when you come back out for the eighth, you've got a lefty-righty matchup. And, Dave Roberts afterward explained, I wanted to have Kershaw against Soto, so that meant I had to have Kershaw against Rendon. But the argument is, once you get out of the seventh, you don't let left-handed Clayton Kershaw face right-handed Anthony Rendon, who's an MVP candidate, just to get to Soto, because by the time you get to Soto, now you got a problem. And so you're exactly right. This is reflecting on Kershaw's legacy, but Dave Roberts is the one whose job might be on the line now, because according to everybody, he mismanaged that to pieces last night.
Yeah, and they were supposed to have the advantage in managing in this series. And there is no one who thinks that he handled that well. I find it hard to believe that he actually was motivated to give Kershaw that moment. I think you're only up two runs. I mean, you're six outs away. I think maybe those things blur,
maybe you are. I think you think it's your best option, although maybe the subconscious is you want to give them that moment. You can't be giving out little cookies in the playoffs. He must have thought, at least persuaded himself, that it was his best option. You can't believe he was, well, I want to give Clayton this moment. It can't have been that. Could it have been?
I think maybe that's a part of it. I don't think that's the motivation. I do think the larger point that Pedro Martinez made is true, which is that even when you're as close to it as Dave Roberts is, and you've got all the numbers that show you Clayton Kershaw's not the same dude anymore. He's still very good, but he ain't the same dude. You can get blurred. Like, what can lead you astray is still in your mind you're putting in Clayton Kershaw, and you think of him a certain way. I think
that's it more than wanting to give Clayton. I agree completely with that. And that's why when they say if he didn't have Kershaw on the back, they would not have put him in. They is exactly right. If they had put in a pitcher who had been this year's Clayton Kershaw,
right. It
was not named Kershaw, they would not have put him in. That is not it. You would have gone with your bullpen, which you had absolutely ready to do what it does.
And at some point, you do wonder, and I guess like now is that point. Nobody would ever argue again, but now could be too late. Like, at what point do you have to, as a manager, just sort of recognize, not only am I not inserting the, like, peak performance Clayton Kershaw, is that even when we had peak performance Clayton Kershaw, he's not good coming in like this. I tweeted last night when he came in. To me, that's the most awesome thing about playoff baseball, when a starter comes out of the bullpen. Because what it suggests is like, yo, this is a different deal. This means something. This is big time. We're all, no holes barred. We're doing whatever we got to do to win this game. And that even if we got to bring a Hall of Famer out of the bullpen, we're bringing a Hall of Famer out of the bullpen. I love that moment. But I wonder if you're Clayton Kershaw's manager, do you have to just go, I'm not really putting in Hall of Famer Clayton Kershaw, because that's never been the guy who walks from that bullpen in the seventh or the eighth or the ninth. We don't get a good version of him, so it's silly to expect him to be good in this role. It's just not something he's used to doing, and when he has done it, he hasn't done it well. Like, obviously, I think everybody reaches that point, but, man, you're going to hate yourself for not reaching that point, say, this time yesterday.
Oh, it's a disaster. I mean, I don't know whether you're not. I mean, Dave Roberts has been great, right? He's been great. And do you literally get fired because of you mismanaged that? I mean, 106 wins, they totally blew it. Totally blew it. But do you let him go because of that moment? Really?
I probably wouldn't. But they're talking about it now. You know, they're like, yo, if you can't manage that moment, then you can't manage this team. Because this team is built to be
in those
moments.
We're going to have a series of those moments if this team does what it's supposed to do.
Right, right. I mean, they become the first team to ever win more than 104 games and lose their opening playoff round since 1969. Like, you know, I mean, you're up 3-1 in the eighth. And here's the other one, Kershaw, I'm sure you saw this. He gave up home runs on back-to-back pitches last night.
Right.
In his entire career, in the regular season, he's never done that. Not one time. He's done it twice in the postseason now.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's just like, I mean, imagine being that awesome in something, and yet if people are trying to nitpick you, they go, but here's the thing he's not awesome at. And then,
oh, and it's not even a nitpick. Like, in the end, here's the real problem is that, like, playoff baseball matters more. This isn't nitpicking. This is actually real.
Oh, sure.
I mean,
like,
that's the real problem is when he says, this is everything they say about me is true. What he's really saying is that I am a giant choker, right? I mean, that is what he is saying. And it's in the games that matters most, you can't trust me. Like, that is an awful thing to say. It's not nitpicking. This isn't Brett Favre was great, won a Super Bowl, but he threw too many picks.
Right.
Because the package in the end, he won you a Super Bowl. Like, that's nitpicking. This isn't nitpicking. This is saying he's a great regular season pitcher who's bad as a giant choker when it matters most.
And
like, that's the essence of it. Like, it's the opposite of Jack Morris, right?
Oh, it's like, you've got to think that if you're Kershaw, your whole life, your whole career, you've rejected just the theory. You're like, listen, it's such a small sample size.
Yeah, rolling your eyes at it. You've rolled your eyes at it, right.
And then you finally reached the point last night where he sounded like he was beaten down. Like, you know what? This is who I am, I guess. Like, I can't, like, you know. Like, for the first time in his life last night, he probably said out loud, what you people think of me is true. You know, like, I can't. Like, did you see this one? His ERA, not only from postseason to regular season, it's 2.2 runs higher. He now, after the sixth inning in his postseason career, has an ERA of 12.27. It's literally the worst in Major League Baseball history. Like, this top 10 pitcher of all time has the worst ERA after the sixth inning of postseason games in the history of the sport. Like, it is tough to balance those two things. And, you know, I don't know how you ever get over that unless you are given an opportunity to make it right. And, you know, we're getting at a point where, you know, you say, like, you know, what could make it right is if he gets the ball in a game seven and then goes out and goes seven scoreless innings and wins a World Series. Except he's at a point in his career now, he probably ain't pitching game seven. You'd be crazy to bring him out of the bullpen ever again. Like, he probably never gets this chance again.
No, he probably never gets it.
I feel bad for the guy, but it made for...
Well, who's the worst, this or Buckner?
Buckner, because with Buckner...
It's just a Buckner, though. But here's the thing. With Buckner, he can still say... Is he alive or dead?
He died within the past.
Yeah. Okay, so you can't say it. But you could, if you were Bill Buckner, you could still say, that's such BS. I'm a great player. There's a lot of reasons why we lost that game. I wasn't the reason we lost that game. It's an unfair rap. It was that moment, yes, but that's an unfair rap. As we just established with Clayton Kershaw, you can't say that. You can't even lie to yourself. You have capitulated and acknowledged a reality, which is I'm a giant joker.
God, I hate that. Like, I actually feel bad for the guy. Like, to be as awesome, and most people in life just aren't awesome at anything. You know, they're just normal
right.
people. But to be that awesome at something and yet also be the poster for this thing, like, I don't even know that there's an equivalent in other sports. I mean, you know, James Harden gets banged on a little bit because he tends to disappear in the playoffs, but I don't think there's any comp to playoff Kershaw.
Playoff Kershaw.
Yeah. I don't think there's any comp to that. And I don't know that you
well,
get
like Dan Jansen was like a great speed skater until he got to the Olympics, right? And then he fell down all the time. But then he came back and he won. Like, you would hate that. Like, if you were the great world champion at everything, you won every world championship, but then the Olympics come along and you don't. But Dan Jansen came along and I believe he won gold medals. Like, it's I don't know. That's rough.
It's rough. It made for a fun night of television, though. Like, I was hoping that after that Cardinals Braves thing went down, we'd at least get compelling baseball. But I don't know that you get any.
It certainly was compelling baseball.
Talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Meantime, switching gears, I had one of the other televisions on, Bulls Pelicans preseason last night. And I know everybody here is fired up about Ja Morant. I'm fired up about Ja Morant. But my God, you watch Zion.
Right.
Woo, boy. I mean, like, you know, there was a moment where we thought he's either going to New Orleans or Memphis. And, you know, he goes to New Orleans and whatever. It's the way the lottery works. But 12 of 13 from the field, 29 points last night. It's the most points by a rookie in a preseason game in 3 years. The 12 of 13 stuff. Somebody had a nice quote last night, nice tweet last night. They said the shots that Zion Williamson, I'm paraphrasing here, you probably saw this. The shots that Zion Williamson got in high school, but there's no way he'd ever get them in college. But then he got them in college, but there was no way he'd ever get them in the NBA. He's now getting them in the NBA. Like, everything's just right at the rim, and nobody can.
Literally everything's at the rim.
Nobody can do
every
anything.
Shot at you. Yeah.
Nobody can stop him from getting the shot that he wants to get. Like, you put a little guy on him, he goes over him. Put a big guy on him, he goes around him. Like, just catching and spin moving and dunking, and he just looks like a different dude. He's a 6'6", 285-pound thing unlike anything else we've ever seen.
Well, and it does make you feel, it actually gave me a little pang because People are excited about Ja, and in the end, you can't live like, boy, it would be great. But we got really lucky. It would have been, you know, we should have gotten that much more lucky, right? But it's there is just a huge difference. I mean, you look back at the Pelicans season ticket sellers when they got that pick, right? I mean, those people just know they're going to put money in their pocket. There was that video of them all just going crazy, the sales staff just going crazy. And right now, as much optimism as there is about the Grizzlies going forward over the next 5 years or next 10 years, if you had Zion, it would just be – he's a different – he's a phenomenon, right? I mean, he is a phenomenon. It's like – Ja is a version of something we have seen before, and hopefully he's a very good version of it and it wins a lot of the games or whatever else. Zion is nothing we've ever seen before, and that's the difference. Yes, every one of his shots last night was within 5 feet of the rim. Every one, literally every single one. And this is a guy who a year ago we didn't think, or people didn't think he was necessarily going to be the number one pick or the best player in college basketball.
And the reason is because he was a 6'6 post player. And what you assume is that, yeah, you can just be bigger and stronger than everybody and faster than everybody in high school, but you're not going to be able to just bully ball people in college. He goes to college and he does it as efficiently as anybody's ever done it. And to the extent that there were skeptics about the NBA, and there really weren't any reputable ones, but like people go, you know, he's going to have to shoot it because you're just not going to be able to do all that stuff around the rim. Like, except he's doing it, you know, he's doing it.
Well, it's exactly right. So the reason that people thought that he couldn't do it in college or whatever, but was they'd never seen it, right? But this is something we've never seen, and so it can't exist. And so... So when you hear all this talk of unicorns as it pertains to James Wiseman or whatever else, the truth is unicorns are unicorns because they don't exist, right? Because we don't see them. They don't. Those are things that don't exist. Unicorns aren't unicorns if there's a whole flock of them, right? And the truth of the matter is that Zion is the unicorn. Zion is something that we have never seen before that is not supposed to exist. And to the extent there was any skepticism, I think the skepticism is still the only skepticism that's really out there, which is how will his body hold up, right? And I don't know that we know the answer to that. Again, it's because we've never seen this before, and so we've seen him blowing through shoes and will he blow through his, you know, his ligaments the way that he blows through shoes. But, yes, he is just a different deal.
And the quote from Jim Boylan, who was the Bulls coach last night, again, it's just not the way you hear coaches normally talk about players. He said, quote, talking about Zion, I was amazed at his body control for a guy that big. I was amazed where it looked like moments where he wasn't going to be able to get to the rim, but he still just gets to the rim. It's the first time I've seen him in person. I saw him in summer league for like 5 minutes or whatever, but it's amazing that a guy that big can be able to slither through and snake through things and get to the rim, even though people are in front of him. It's a heck of a skill. I mean, there's an NBA coach who's basically, you used the word amazing two different times to talk about a 19-year-old.
He's marveling at something. Well, I mean, think about what athletes have we seen who have been, there are athletes who are just really skilled, and then there are athletes who are just physically different. And to me, it's the category of LeBron James is certainly one. We don't expect a guy like that big to be able to do what he did. Wilt Chamberlain was once upon a time that. Shaq was kind of that. Just physically, I don't quite understand this because we've never seen it. I don't know if there are others, but that's
Bo Jackson, maybe? Bo Jackson?
Who?
Bo Jackson?
Yeah, Bo. Bo is exactly right. Bo's another one. Just physically, I wouldn't put – Deion was an incredible athlete, but he wasn't a different kind, right? He was just the same – he was an incredibly skilled, fast athlete. But, yes, you're not supposed to be that big, that athletic, et cetera. And you're not – like, I still don't understand how Zion Williamson exists. You see him jump. What is he? Is he
6'6", 285, which makes him, I believe, the second heaviest player in the NBA. And he can put his head above the square, or, you know, like he's just, the reason his shoe exploded is a testament to how different he is, because people his size don't move the way he moves. Shoes aren't built to deal with people like him. I mean, he wore the shoes too much and he stretched them, then it exploded. But at its core, if you're trying to figure out why a shoe exploded, it's not because it was a faulty shoe. It's because there is no shoe built for somebody like him to somebody his size to move the way he moves. Nobody, I don't even think this is hyperbole. There's not another person on the planet. I don't mean basketball player. Person on the planet his size who moves like him. I don't think that's hyperbole. I think that's probably true.
I think that's probably true. Yes. I think there's literally not another person on the planet, right? I think that's probably true.
There's no other 6'6", 285 person who moves and jumps.
Who can jump like that. No. And yes, no. Exactly right. No.
Wild stuff. All right, Jeff Coggins, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you, man.
Bye-bye. When we come back, turn our attention to college football. Memphis and Temple is Saturday, 11 a.m. Central kick on ESPN2. Ahmad Brooks, former Texas Longhorn, is going to be the color analyst on that game. What does he think of Temple? What does he think of Memphis? I'll talk to him next.
The Fitz has done it again. They've gone and upgraded, updated, and elaborated, modernized, stylized, and re-energized. Changes like you would not believe. Just getting better and better all the time, y'all. Now, there's still all the same great action on the casino floor, but with a new layout and look. Brighter, more color, it's a better place to play now. New table games and new slots. Can I get an amen here? Oh, and check this out. There's a new store, The Market, where you can use comps or cash. You can't. Kidding me? And there are two new restaurants, too. Buttruckers with the world's best burgers and Bizarre Pizza. You build it, they cook it. Hey, if I sound like I'm excited, it's because I am. Man, the Fitz even has more new promotions, new ways to win even more. I'm telling you, you'll have a rockin' good time. Or should I say a sham rockin' good time. The Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Have you noticed cracks in the bricks above your garage? If so, do not ignore them, because it's not the type of problem that's just going to go away on its own. It's the type of problem that's going to eventually become a bigger problem unless you address it now, because what it suggests is that you've got a lintel problem, which is common but also bad. The good news, though, is that American Standard Foundation, they can fix it for you. They offer a lintel lift, which is the only patented system for lintel repairs. They can fix everything without having to rebuild your entire garage door area. It could save you thousands of dollars. Now, I get it that you might be the type, because I'm this way sometimes in certain situations, where you see a potential problem and you just hope that it won't become a big problem. You cross your fingers and, you know, maybe pray or whatever. And perhaps it works sometimes, but it will not work with this very specific problem, because once you see cracks in the bricks above your garage, the real damage is going to be on the way. It could be a matter of weeks, maybe months, but eventually the real damage is going to be there. So you need to attack this issue before it gets worse, because if you wait, you're going to have a very expensive problem on your hands. So when you pull into your home tonight, look above your garage and see if you see any cracks in the bricks above your garage. I hope you don't. That would be awesome. But if you do, contact ASFR and get a free quote for the patented lintel lift repair solution. You can do that two different ways. One, just go to the website, asfoundationrepair.com. That's asfoundationrepair.com, and click the lintel lift tab. Or you can give them a call the old-fashioned way, 901-390-5568. That's American Standard Foundation at 901-390-5568.
You always test the water, don't you? Whenever you get into the shower or the bathtub, you always make sure the water is not too hot so you don't get burnt. And the same thing is true if you're thinking of selling your home. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors, celebrating 150 years in business. Back to the hot water. When you or someone you know is thinking of selling, make sure and test the water. Talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers to find out not only what they think about your house and the price, but what they will do for you. And make sure that I am one of them. I have an award-winning, highly successful strategic marketing program with a Shell Bucks option that can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. You can reach me at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Find out why people often say that when you want the job done, call Shell Done. Between the internet marketing, our nationwide relocation business, and the Shell Bucks, you definitely need to call me at Sheldon Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now and don't get burnt.
Every time I drive, I see so many billboards for lawyers and law firms, and many don't even have a name, just a big phone number. And then in tiny words on the very bottom, they have the firm's name. And I always wonder, is their name small because they're a small firm? I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When you're injured, you're usually fighting against the other side's insurance company. GEICO, Allstate, State Farm. These are big companies that want to pay you as little as possible. But our army of over 400 lawyers and 2,000 case staff the largest personal injury law firm in the world, has a history and track record of going up against them and winning. When you're injured, size does matter. And you can now reach us by dialing Pound Law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Pound Law, that's all. It's so easy to remember and even easier to get in touch with us. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
Every year, millions fly with us at Allegiant because together we go places. From how we go to where we go to what we do when we get there, we love doing it together. Save when you book flights, hotels, and rental cars only at Allegiant.com. Together, we fly.
Book a nonstop flight from Memphis to Tampa, St. Pete, one way for as low as $44. Must be purchased by October 16, 2019 for travel between October 4th, 2019 and January 12th, 2020. Seats and dates are limited. Restrictions apply. See Allegiant.com for details.
So Dan had a home out in Bartlett, wanted to sell it, did what I've been telling you to do for years, listed it with Josh Heisaw. Josh got 12 showings in 48 hours. He sold Dan's home for the full asking price. He did it quickly. How did he do it? He did it with his 45-day guarantee. It is a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is experienced. He's effective. That's what allows him to market your home in a way that creates the most demand and then negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is Josh simply helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. And so you guys are going to sit down, agree on a price, and then Josh Heisaw is going to go to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh Heisaw will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick, totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh Heisaw doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him. No questions asked. He's got flexible fees, no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Heisaw, 461-8147. On the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
This is happening. Me in my office on Monday. Project hanging over my head like an anvil. And the new guy, Rick, shows up.
Been thinking about your problem there, boss. The answer's Upwork.
I'm not sure about Rick, but now I'm on Upwork and I'm seeing all the freelance help I need. Creative directors, designers, PMs, all available now. Then I see something even better. Project delivered. With Upwork, this is happening.
People call me R-Dog.
Yeah, that's not happening, Rick.
Upwork. Hire freelancers. Make things happen.
It's Mattress Firm's Save Big Sale. Save up to $400. Plus, get 0% APR for 6 years, zero down, and zero due at signing. It's as easy as sign, save, sleep. And get a free adjustable base with any purchase of $699. Don't wait. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Call 1-866-780-6220 for credit costs and terms. For new accounts, purchase APR is 29.99%. Subject to credit approval, valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. Step my
money fast and go. You won't have to wait long on Saturday after you wake up to watch the Tigers play. 23rd-ranked University of Memphis going to be on the road against Temple at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. Memphis 5-0, Temple 4-1. Tigers are a 5.5-point favorite. You're going to be able to watch it on ESPN2. And the color analyst on that game is a former Texas Longhorn turned into a ESPN broadcasting star, Samad Brooks, who joins me now.
I don't know about all that, man. Every time you say that, I still wonder if it's just my resume that you're reading off, man. I still feel so incredibly blessed to have been a part of college football, man, and I appreciate you guys reaching out and allowing me to grace your airways, my man.
You're really nice to be here. Let's talk a little bit about the game. Temple is 4-1, got wins over Maryland, Georgia Tech. Lone loss came to Buffalo. This is a game Memphis is supposed to win, but the Tigers are only 5.5-point favorites on the road. For Memphis fans who are listening right now, who haven't seen Temple, what is Memphis up against in this game against Temple?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's the best defense that Memphis has faced, hands down. And I think, I've got such a great deal of respect for Mike Norvell and his coaching staff and offensively what they do to you as a defense. And I'll just be very frank with you people there in Memphis. I'm still shocked that Mike Norvell is still in Memphis. 2 years ago when I had them on the road at Temple, when Paxton Lynch, or I believe it was whenever it was Paxton Lynch's last year, I just thought to myself, just watching the scheme, watching the way he operates, the way he teaches his offense, it's next level. That being said, You see where the way that Brady is operating in this system right now, and it's very easy for you to see why, in my opinion, he's one of the best in the country in terms of his efficiency, his accuracy, his completion percentage, his quarterback rating. I mean, the guy is playing at a very high level. And when I watch him, the development from last season to this season is a direct reflection of the coaching staff. Now, that being said, the reason why Temple is such a good team is because they're a sound, disciplined defense. They don't make mistakes. And when I say they're scheme sound, they're savvy players, so there's not a lot of duping them with play action and stuff like that, and they execute their defensive responsibilities, right? They also are a tough tackling group. Now, you're not going to see guys miss in space. That's what they do. They wrap up, they run to the football, and they're very, very, very disruptive and violent at the point of attack. But they also are a team that they're master of effort. You know, and as a football player, that is where I made my money. I was a smart guy, and I tried to be in the right place, but no one on that football field was going to out-hustle me. And this team, they all had that chip on their shoulder. And so I think though Memphis has some very, very talented offensive players, I can't wait to watch, obviously, Gainwell. But the reality of it is this is a defense that's not going to be scared. They're not going to be intimidated. And all you got to do is turn on the film of that Maryland game when they were averaging 70 points a game, and Temple totally destroyed them offensively.
I'm glad you bring up Brady White. He, of course, is the Memphis quarterback. 13-6 as a starter through two seasons, dating back to last season. 5-0 this season. He's got the sixth best quarterback rating in the entire country.
Yep.
Like, the guys in front of him are people like Tua Tagovailoa and Jalen Hurts. And yet, he isn't, and this perhaps is more of a thing locally than it is nationally, he's not the most popular quarterback all the time because he's more of a game manager than a guy who's just going to fling it all around the field, the way Paxton Lynch used to do once upon a time. When you watch Brady White, what do you see when you see him?
Well, I see a guy who hasn't reached his full maturity, right? I mean, we're talking about a puppy who's still, you know, a big dog who still, you know, doesn't even realize that he's a Great Dane yet. And last year, I was watching film, and my crew kind of asked me, you know, my play-by-play guy and our field downs at the time, Roddy Jones and Anish Shroff, I said, hey, man, I didn't call the game last year with my crew, but I said, hey, I like this kid. And they were kind of like, whatever, man, what are you talking about? And I said, There's a level of grace and instincts that I see with him that he's still climbing to get there. Now, here's what I think. I think in a game like this, this is where you become a household name. You know, if you win this game, you go on the road, you go to the link, and you take it right to him, and not just manage the game, but you win the game, and you make those key and critical conversions when necessary on third down. You scramble when they don't give you anything over the top. You're checking down at the appropriate time, and when you do take your chances, you fire off. This is where you become a legend locally and nationally. And so I think this is the type of game. I just don't think he's been there yet. I don't think he's been ripe for success. But right now, I think it's his time. I'm looking forward to watching him perform because it's going to be interesting. If I had to choose between these two quarterbacks on both sides, I don't even question who I'm taking. I'm going with Brady White, and I'm going with Brady White because of the way he protects the football, the way he throws the ball downfield, and I think right now with the decisions he's making. So this could be his time on Saturday to really prove everybody nationally on a national stage that he's here to stay.
I'm talking to Ahmad Brooks. He's going to be on the call Saturday, 11 a.m. Central kick on ESPN2, Memphis Temple. That's going to be from Lincoln Financial in Philadelphia. You mentioned Kenneth Gainwell earlier. Memphis obviously loses Darrell Henderson. They lose Tony Pollard. And now they got another guy who's averaging 8.2 yards per carry. What makes Kenneth Gainwell so dangerous?
Oh, my goodness. Man, I tell you what, I literally just got goosebumps. You know, it's as a football player, it's always interesting when you walk out on a field and you see a dude. You know, a dude that you're just like, okay, he's different. And I was in love with Henderson last year. I mean, he was one of my favorite backs. I actually had him in my top five for the Heisman throughout the year up to about midseason. So, I mean, I'm a big fan of this offense, the way they use their backs. And I was at the beginning of the season, there's no way this team is going to be as strong. But when I watch this kid, there is a level of game-breaking, playmaking, game-deciding decisions and abilities that are out of this world. Let's start with his patience. I mean, this is a kid who, you know, he's not going to rush any plays. You're not going to see him ever go too fast, be ahead of his blocking scheme. He doesn't do that. He's also got great vision. So he sees the field well, and now he sees those rushing lanes. He made that cutback like he did last week on that game-selling touchdown. That was a phenomenal run. And then the second part of that is the speed, right? You know, and it's one thing to be fast. It's another thing to hit the hole and go through the hole fast, right? We can go get a bunch of track guys that can run all day long, 40 times fast. But can they hit the hole fast and go through the hole fast? He hits the hole fast with great explosivity, and in addition to that, with power. This kid is hard to tackle, and he's fast. And I haven't seen anybody all season long catch him from behind. So his top end, his breakaway speed, these are elite qualities. And these aren't things that you can coach. These aren't things that you teach. You're either born with them or you're not. And for Kenneth Gainwell, this kid has a wealth of abilities and knowledge and a sense for the game and a feel that I haven't seen in a long time out of a freshman. I would put him, as far as watching him, and I've seen Rondale Moore in up close and personal. Rondale Moore surprised me the exact same way last year. I think this kid is a superstar. I don't think he's just an American player. I don't think he's going to be a freshman All-American. I think he is the offensive player of the year if he continues at this pace and does exactly what I feel like he can do. And that's what makes this team so dangerous, because you still don't know enough about him, but when you evaluate him as a coach, you're thinking, oh boy, how are we going to stop this kid? Gainwell, he's the real deal.
Wrapping up here with Ahmad Brooks from ESPN. He's going to be in the booth on Saturday, Memphis Temple. That's going to be on ESPN2, kickoff scheduled for 11 a.m. Central. Ahmad, I couldn't help but notice another game kicking off at 11 a.m. Central. It is Oklahoma, Texas, down at the Cotton Bowl. That, of course, is your alma mater. How do you keep an eye on both games? Because I know you're going to want to.
I don't. Now, the cool part is I have my crew. They bust my chops, and they know, you know, on Saturday, man, I'll be wired up. You know, it's just one of those games that as a football player and just as a sports fan, man, I feel so blessed to have played in that game, played well in that game, and won that game a few times and know what it feels like. And it'll be hard not to follow it. And so my crew normally, my on-site producer, he'll normally, write down the score and put it in front of me. I'm like, no, don't show me. I want to get back to where I can either cry or scream extremely loud for your alma mater, man. As you guys know, that's one of those games that it's on a national stage, and it's good for us. We stunk it up for a while, man. I mean, we were putting stinkers out there, and we stunk. And so now for this to be a competitive matchup again with two teams that are competing for a college football playoff spot, I'm really excited, I hope my Horns come away with a victory. If they don't, I've still got hope that they can do what Oklahoma did last year, which is lose this game, still come back and beat them at the end of the year when it matters most.
That is Ahmad Brooks, the former Texas Longhorn, now ESPN analyst. He's going to be on the Memphis Temple call. That kickoff is at 11 a.m. Central on ESPN2 on Saturday. Thanks so much for being here, man. I appreciate your time.
Gary, thank you, and y'all have a good one in Memphis.
All right, take care. That's Ahmad Brooks, former Texas Longhorn, here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Yeah, so he'll be on Memphis Temple call. That's 11 o'clock on ESPN2. And then you've got kicking off at 11 o'clock as well, Texas against Oklahoma. That is the Red River Shootout. And it's going to be on Fox, where Oklahoma is a 10.5-point favorite. The game's going to be played at the Cotton Bowl down in Dallas. I've been to that once. It's a tremendous, like, bucket list sporting event because, it's right in the middle of the Texas State Fair.
Right.
So, like, for people who can remember what it was like to walk into the fairgrounds when you had the fair there and Liberty Land there, mm-hmm. and then you'd have a Memphis football game going, like, you have to walk through the fair to get to the Cotton Bowl. And then the stadium's just cut basically right down the middle. Oklahoma fans take up this amount. Texas fans take up the other amount. And it's a really unique experience. Like, just sort of the walk-in is different than your normal walk into a college football stadium. You're not on a campus. And not only are you not on a campus, you're not even like at a traditional neutral site place. You're in the middle of a fair. Like, there's a Ferris wheel and mm-hmm. roller coasters and every sort of fried, ridiculous food you can think of. And so it's a neat experience. Like, if you're ever trying to look for, a different type of sporting event that, if you have the means to do it, everybody should try to do it once. That Texas-Oklahoma football game that's played annually down in Dallas is just terrific. And this one should be as well. You got two teams, both ranked in the top 15. Kickoff for that one, 11 a.m. Central. It'll be opposite Memphis Temple. Big thanks to Ahmad Brooks. We'll be back. Dinner to go.
The Smile Center is making a move, relocating to a new location and joining forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. But don't worry, they're moving. They're not changing. You're still going to get the same friendly, outstanding dental care that you're accustomed to. And the Smile Center now going to be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. The move, the Smile Center will be at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101 in Germantown. Same days and hours, just a new and improved location at the corner of Germantown Road and Farmington, right next to MedPost. As you know, the Smile Center is headlined by Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He's my dentist, he's my wife's dentist, he's my children's dentist, and what makes this place, the Smile Center, great is the fact that the folks in the office take care of you and treat you like family. You never feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you need a dentist, look no further than the Smile Center, which is on the move. The new location at 1941 South Germantown Road. For more information, visit SmileCenterMemphis.com or just call them 901-309-1333.
Memphis is known for barbecue, but there's only one place in the area where you can actually get World Championship Barbecue, and that is Memphis Barbecue Company. It's just 55 south of that Goodman Road exit. You can see it from the interstate. It's on the web, MemphisBBQCO.com, MemphisBBQCO.com. Melissa Cookston is the owner. She is an 8-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So accomplished that she's actually been invited to cook the James Beard House in New York City. That's early next month on November 2nd. So, you know, you do all the awards, combine it with that, it's pretty clear you've got somebody with a unique talent when it comes to barbecue. You can get that barbecue at Memphis Barbecue Company. The ribs are cooked multiple times a day to make sure you get fresh from the cooker quality. Doesn't matter whether you're in there early afternoon or late at night. When you order a pulled pork sandwich, that pork is going to be pulled right then, hand-pulled right then and not a moment earlier. It's not the most efficient way to run a kitchen, but it is the best way to ensure you're given the best barbecue quality that you possibly can. So if you have been, you know I'm telling the truth. If you haven't been, you need to go. It's Memphis Barbecue Company at 709 DeSoto Cove. They cater as well. Check the menu, MemphisBBQCO.com.
The Internet. You need it. Almost every minute of the day. Because, hey, you've got shows to stream, emails to reply all to, and LOLs to, LOL. That's why you need Xfinity. You can get the fastest, most reliable internet with gig speeds available. So you can get online and get down to business faster. And Xfinity delivers enhanced network security so all your connected devices are protected. Get instant alerts when strangers are trying to hop on your network. Set curfews with parental controls and pause your Wi-Fi at dinner time. That's life with Xfinity, the best internet provider in America, according to speedtest.net. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Or get four times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Plus, add enhanced network security. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires equal bill and autopay. Ends 1-7-20. Restrictions apply. New performance starter 25 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
It's hot outside, but there is something that's hotter than the temperatures these days. And you guessed it. It's the deals at James Davis. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. One of the best clothing stores in the United States. It's where I get my suits for television work with CBS Sports. But you need to understand, they have so much more than suits. They have 5 pocket pants in every fabric and fit. And good news, the brand new Stant Custom Fit fabrics for fall have arrived. I know you've heard me talk about these Stant Custom Fit dress shirts before, but it's worth repeating. You get 3 measurements, take it at James Davis, and 10 minutes later, you're going to have a custom fit shirt ordered. It'll be ready in just 9 days. They start at only $98. Trust me when I tell you, once you get Stant Custom Fit shirts, you'll never buy off the rack again. Paul Bettany suits are still 2 for only $7.95 at James Davis. So if you got a wedding party, don't rent tuxedos. That's a waste. Get suits for your groomsmen, suits that fit perfectly and can be used again. We have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. You'd be a fool not to take advantage of it. It's James Davis, Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
What's going on, Memphis? This is John Martin. And listen, you may have wondered what it takes to enjoy 20 years of strong business in Memphis like the the Blue Monkey has? Well, let me tell you, it takes hot wing rolls and a commitment to providing a great product and great customer service, and that's exactly what they do at the Blue Monkey each and every day. The good folks over at the Blue Monkey, they are celebrating 20 whole years this October, and here's what they want to do. They want to thank all of Memphis for their loyal support with a very special thank you to all the team members who have worked so hard and contributed so much in the last 20 years. So go ahead and mark your calendars right now. It's going to be a huge party celebrating 20 years of the Blue Monkey happening around Halloween. I'll have details as we get closer. Between now and then, two locations, downtown and midtown. Check out the menu online, BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown Friday night. Jason 4E Band on Saturday. The Pistol and the Queen.
Time for another Action Network Flash. New England hosts New York tonight, and Bill Belichick's team is a 16.5-point favorite. Over 80% of the money and more than 70% of the spread tickets are on New England. For all the betting info, download the free Action Network app today.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra. December 19th, FedEx Forum. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Another Beaver production.
Hey, I'm Archie, a Pep Boys service tech. You know, wet leaves and slick roads can cause your tires to slip, so you need tread with good grip. Celebrate Fall Car Care Month at Pep Boys and get quality tires with good traction.
Now at Pep Boys, buy three Kumho KU22 tires, get the fourth free, and $50 back by manufacturer mail-in rebate. Plus, get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card, now through October 20th. Four tire installation required. Credit card subject to credit approval. See restrictions at PepBoys.com.
Visit your Pep Boys service and tire center today.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off. Yeah, well, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear. Or, you know, radio swear. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky sweat.
Come home to Chapel Cove with today's perks deal. Half off two tickets to the 2019 Vesta Home Show in the Chapel Cove subdivision in Germantown. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Get to us a Sunday.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Big thanks to Mod Brooks for joining me in that last segment. He's going to be on the call Saturday. Memphis Temple, 11 a.m. Central, kick on ESPN2. We'll talk more about that tomorrow as the college football weekend grows closer, but right now, let's just knock this out with Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on last night's disaster at Dodger Stadium. At least a disaster for Dave Roberts and Clayton Kershaw. The manager went to his starter in the seventh inning, left him out there for the eighth inning, and back-to-back homers, forced extra innings, and then Nationals win it with a grand slam in the 10th. 7-3 final score. Nationals Cardinals in the NLCS. That gets underway Friday, tomorrow, inside Busch Stadium. If the Dodgers would have won, Cardinals would have been on their way to L.A. Because the Nationals won, they get to start that at Busch Stadium. And now the Dodgers' streak of doing something other than winning a World Series is extended. Last World Championship, 1988. We now know it'll be at least 2020 before they get the next one.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Game 5, ALCS, ALDS, rather. Rays Astros, Minute Maid Park, Houston, Texas. Winner advances to the ALCS to play the Yankees. The loser is done. It's Gerrit Cole against Tyler Glass now. Houston is minus 280 on the money line. Total of 7. First pitch set for 6:07. Watch it on FS1.
What should I watch on TV?
Well, we got playoff baseball. We got Thursday night football, Patriots and Giants. So baseball, football probably works. But if you're looking for non-sports, CNN's conducting town halls tonight focused on issues facing the LGBTQ community. Among those involved, Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Beto O'Rourke, and a few other presidential candidates are going to be featured. That starts at 7 o'clock. It's going all night. You can watch it on CNN. Late Night Circuit, Regina King is on Jimmy Kimmel. Priyanka Chopra Jonas is going to be on Jimmy Fallon, Paul McCartney on Stephen Colbert, Sam Rockwell on Seth Meyers, Aaron Paul. The Breaking Bad movie comes out tomorrow on Netflix. We'll watch that tomorrow afternoon and discuss it in great detail at 4 o'clock, Bennett.
Okay.
Spoiler alert. Aaron Paul going to be on James Corden tonight.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, we're doing our conference previews. Basketball over at CBS Sports, and today is the American Athletic Conference preview where the University of Memphis Tigers are picked to win the AAC, but it wasn't unanimous. My colleague Matt Norlander went with Cincinnati as opposed to Penny's Tigers, so maybe I'll get him on here one day next week and make him explain himself.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
It'll be Friday. We'll look back at Giants-Patriots, look back at Game 5 Rays-Astros, get ready for a busy Saturday and Sunday of football. Dan Walken, join me in the first hour. Jeff Calkins in the second. Should be fun. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. And we will meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful. Be kind. Be good. Rep your hood.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I went to Triumph Bank the other day to set up an account. Met with a banker named Holly Bronson, and here's what Bronson told me. The first thing you need to do is put my number in your cell phone. I can't help you if you don't call me. Yes, she really said that. Are you as stunned as I was?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.